on you like a beggar leans upon the moonlit streets, loving you, loving you, loving you, loving you is my masterpiece.
Harper at the Saturday Light Brigade. Isn't that a nice song? Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org, where you will find our SLB radio player, as well as those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our listen by phone number 6-313-59-8728. Don't forget that daylight saving time begins tomorrow. Clocks go ahead 1 hour tonight.
Found a stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. My father found a stone that come rolling down from Babylon. My father found a stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. It's tearing down the kingdom of this world. Oh, yes, tearing down the kingdom of this world. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. I'm looking for the stone that come rolling down from Babylon. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. It's tearing down the kingdom of this world. Oh, yes, tearing down the kingdom of this world. Found a stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. My mother found a stone that come rolling down from Babylon. My mother found a stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. It's tearing down the kingdom of this world. Oh, yes, tearing down the kingdom of this world. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. I'm looking for the stone that come rolling down from Babylon. I'm looking for the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. It's tearing down the kingdom of this world. Oh, yes, tearing down the kingdom of this world.
King Jesus is the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord.
King Jesus is the stone that was hewed out of the mountain, Lord. It's tearing down the kingdom of this world. Oh, yes,
Lord, it's tearing down the kingdom of this world.
The Saturday Light Brigade Dry Branch Fire Squad. And that is so specially for Rick in Mooresville, North Carolina, who also requested Doyle Lawson. Or Bill Monroe will try to get one of those, if not both, on for you. Thank you, as always, for the kind words. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Saturday Light Brigade with Dizzy Gillespie. Swing low, sweet Cadillac.
Oh, Cadillacs never die.
And the sound hound is quite happy today for a number of reasons. Most of which, he has brought a very difficult sound. I had trouble deciphering the sound. We'll see how you do. That's not the sound. That's us feeding the sound hound ahead of time to give him just a little bit of incentive. Come here, boy. Let's not overeat. Are you ready? Let me get the sound from you. Got it. Here it is. If you get this without a hint, I'll be impressed and maybe amazed. Here it is. Do you have any ideas? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. One more time. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
It's a common enough sound, not that obscure. It's just a little hard to identify. Take a guess. Now we hope to hear from you. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. I'll let the sound hound resume his meal. As we play some Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver.
Give the landlord all the news and the rent comes
The Saturday Light Brigade with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. Better times are coming for Rich in Mooresville, North Carolina. And thank you for sharing your memories of Saturday morning bluegrass and the Saturday Light Brigade. A lot of guesses are coming in. We don't have a correct guess yet, but I would say folks are in the right ballpark. Here's our sound one more time. Now, that was done three times. You probably would need to do this a number of more times until you were done. And most of the guesses are sounds that you would likely hear in the kitchen. And if you are one of the people guessing that way, you are on the right track. Carrie in Oil City says a potato chip bag after I've eaten it all while stressed while watching TV news. I understand that. It's not that. I would say the correct answer might be a healthy alternative. Ooh, Kevin, who is near Leechburg, sounds like pulling something apart, like a fruit, or maybe pulling down something off of the wall. Your first guess is very close. By way of Drew, Otis and Larkin think that it's opening a box that was taped shut. Drew thinks it's the sound he hears when he's eating potato chips. Not that. Mark, your first guess is close. Shredding vegetables using a grater or chewing potato chips. Tommy said, this is a sound hound that makes me want to hear what it is not before I try to guess it. Russ has a guess of crumbling up a clear plastic tray after the Oreos are gone. It does sound like that. Or maybe Girl Scout cookies. Ty, in Franklin Park, you got it. You have it exactly correct. Well done. And that's really without too much of a hint, because you guessed a little bit earlier. I'm reading these, sharing these in reverse order. John and Addie also thought it could be opening a bag of potato chips, as did Larry in, well, usually in Elwood City, but today, calling from the road. He's on I-95. Rich in Edinburgh notes that it could be the sound of cracking open or grinding up nuts. And Mick in St. Clair, you have it exactly right. Drew also thought it could be cracking peanuts. Kathy thought it could be water boiling. Here it is. One more time. I'm very happy to note that it's solvable. Okay, did you catch that? It is something you would hear in the kitchen. good guess. Just coming in from Jesse and his wife Amy in Point Breeze, Chiffy Pop. Not that. Not a coffee grinder. Coming in from Kathy and Jack, like a hand crank coffee grinder. Oh, Drew, I guessed celery. Very close. Couple more guesses coming in. An automatic ice maker, guessed by Jim and Black Ridge. Husking corn from Jeff in Maine, that's a good guess. Or churning a salt or pepper handheld grinder. And a couple more cracking chestnuts from Linda, half of the dynamic duo. And Collier and Kathy, you just got the correct answer. Bernard and Etna thought it could be breaking up spaghetti before you add it, but we do have correct answers. I'll let Ricky's picking up another call at 412-200-5975. But Kathy in Tynesta, Mick in St. Clair, and Ty in Franklin Park all had the correct answer. A charge to you. And to one other brigadier who just got it in the nick of time, Bill in Luciusboro, it's the sound of iceberg lettuce being ripped apart. That was a tough one, and if you got it, once again, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, and we will have another chance to earn a charge coming up in about 15 minutes. Don't forget that clocks go ahead tonight as we head into daylight saving time officially tomorrow. Make sure you put your clocks ahead, unless you're in Arizona or parts of Chicago or Indiana.
There was the time when I thought of no other, and we sing our own love's refrain. Our hearts beat as one as we had our fun, but time changes everything. When you left me, my poor heart was broken. Our romance seemed all in vain. The dark clouds are gone and there's blue skies again, 'cause time changes everything. You, Mother Nature does wonderful things. I guess it's true for me and for you, 'cause time changes everything. You can change the name of an old song, rearrange it and make it swing. I thought nothing could stop me from loving you, but time changes everything. God bless you. I can't say I won't love again. You've gone your way and now I'll go mine, 'cause time has changed everything.
Margot Cheshire, backed by Paul Thompson, Daniel May, And Bryce Rabideau, what a great version of that song. It's from an EP of Bryce's called As Far As I Know. And before that, you heard Bob Wills and Time Changes Everything with a not so subtle reminder to spring forward as far as time is concerned. We head into daylight saving time. Officially, Sunday at 2 a.m. Most people will do it before they go to bed tonight. Including even if they go to bed after 2 a.m. But make sure you spring forward tonight. A few other Brigadiers coming up with the answer to our puzzle. Sometimes messages are a little delayed before they get to us. The electrons put up a little resistance sometimes. Richard on the north side knew we were looking for tearing lettuce. Karen and Kaiser, good morning. Karen knew it was the sound of breaking up lettuce, as did Kathy and Tyonessa listening with Jack. Well done. Here is an invitation of sorts for you. You're up, maybe even near your phone or computer right now. Why not invite somebody to listen with you? It's so easy, no matter where they are. Simply going to slbradio.org/radio will introduce them to some easy-to-use players that are compatible with just about every device. It'll be wonderful to have you welcome a new listener. I hope you'll consider doing so. And then you can even text us and we'll say hello to them on your behalf. Thank you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org/radio.
When I make my top 40 big beat rock and roll record, everything is gonna be just fine. When I make my top 40 big beat rock and roll disc, I'll be the record company's Valentine. No more philosophic melancholia, 800 pounds of electric genitalia. When I make my top 40 big beat rock and roll record, everything is gonna be just fine. When I make my first time wah-wah synthesized record, everything is gonna be just great. When I make my first tone wah-wah synthesized piece, I'll have to get myself a moving band. Costume hairdo made up cute, a personal connection in a business suit. When I make my first tone wah-wah synthesized record, everything is gonna be just great. when I make my dynamite head so freaked out record, everything is gonna be just swell. When I make my dynamite head so freaked out, just I'll be living it up pell mell. Mountaintop hideaway, three car garage, out there hustling that sonic massage. When I make my dynamite head so freaked out, solid gold top 40, big beat, rock and roll record, everything is gonna be just fine.
Saturday at Light Brigade with Moose Allison. Getting us started for this hour. And our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming up in just a moment. Did you consider letting somebody else know that they could be having fun along with you this morning? Did you maybe send them a note to tune in? Thank you for doing that. It's easy. Maybe you're listening on one of our radio stations. That's easy. But it's also easy to let somebody else know. Russ mentioned, I had said how good a guess he had. It's just a creative guess, thinking that the iceberg lettuce sound that we had the Sound Hound bring, which you hear now, he thought it might be an Oreo cookie tray being crunched up. And he said the irony is we have iceberg lettuce much more often than Oreos at our house.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's spacialaudio.com.
Communitopia joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Communitopia's 6th annual Youth Climate Action Summit takes place on March 21st at Museum Lab, located on Pittsburgh's historic North Side. This youth-led summit features speakers, breakout sessions, games, and creates a space for environmentally conscious community building. More information on the 6th annual Youth Climate Action Summit is available at communitopiapgh.org. That's communitopiapgh.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade, thank you for being with us. It's now time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Afterthoughts puzzle. We are going to give you three words, and it's up to you to identify the one word that naturally follows those three. And our words today are square, line, and tap. Square, line, and tap. One word comes after those three. Do you know what that word is?
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Once again, the words are square, line, and tap. One word follows those three.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here is hoping we hear from you. You may not have heard that the legendary Roy Bookbinder passed away on the 3rd of March. And we are going to feature his live appearance on the Saturday Light Brigade from just over 20 years ago at 9:30 as a special treat. So that's about 50 minutes away, and I hope you'll enjoy listening. Roy had a long and just tremendous career, still touring a couple hundred nights a year towards the end of his life. Here is a song from Roy Bookbinder that I've always loved his version of.
Play this song like it was written in 1928. Guitar part, but kind of song that could have been written any time in history. I'm just an old chunk of coal. I'm gonna be a diamond someday. That I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. Ooh, I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face. And I'm gonna kneel and pray every day lest I should become vain along my lonesome way. I'm just no chunk of coal. I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna be the world's best friend. I'm gonna stop and shake everybody's doggone hand. I'm gonna polish up my old rough-edged self till I get rid of every single flaw. Diamonds someday. you're perfect. I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face.
Late Roy Bookbinder here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're in the midst of solving today's afterthoughts puzzle, looking for the word that naturally follows square, line, and tap. Mike and Mars gets the honorable mention award, or let's call it the alternative answer award. He suggested root, as in square root. Line root, which I think is something you would use to clear out a sewer line, but it also appears to be an electrical term. And tap root. Now, that's not the answer we were looking for, but a very creative answer. Rich in Edinburgh has the correct answer. What if we added belly as a clue, or flash? Could be another clue to those words. Carrie in Oil City got the correct answer. So did Linda, half of the dynamic duo, and Collier. James came up with the correct answer. Jesse and Amy in Point Breeze got it. Oh, Jim in Crafton Heights suggested these clues: river and sun. So add those to belly, flash, tap, square, line. Tom and McCandless got the correct answer. He's the one who suggested flash. Galen Stanton Heights has it. Ron has the correct answer. K-Bear got it right away, listening along with John. Tommy had a few additional clues, one of which is swing. Bruce and Ingram got it. Russ suggested belly. And a few more coming in. Mike, who had that great alternative answer before, just got it. Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania has the correct answer. Gail adds hip-hop and Kaylee. Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia just got the correct answer. Oh, here's another one, Carrie. Oh, Carrie, good. Carrie adds the clue, rain. That is a wonderful clue. Annie says a good clue would be interpretive. That's excellent. Hey, Drew's kids had a great guess earlier on our Soundhound that I didn't mention. Otis and Larkin thought our Soundhound might have been opening a box that was taped shut. Or the sound of eating potato chips. And Theo also thought it could be someone sorting through leaves. Jack thought it was somebody breaking all of the eggs at once. Not good if you're familiar with that sound, but Jack and Theo, thank you for sharing those earlier. I think I forgot to mention them, so I wanted to be sure I did. What word were we looking for? Did you figure out the word we were looking for? Jim and Blackridge just did. Patrick just suggested that we add, I'm looking to make sure I've got it, that we add maypole. The word we were looking for, dance, tap dance, square dance, line dance, flash dance, and all those other dances. Well done if you came up with it. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. And a chance to earn another one in about 15 minutes.
Why don't you do it in a circle, do it in a square, do it in a tux or in your underwear? Nobody's watching, nobody cares, just get out there and dance. Why don't you do it with your feet, do it with your hands, do it to a record or the Rhythm Boys band? Why by the boogie don't you understand? Just get out there and dance. You gotta get up there, get in the groove. Oh, let things get loose, let everything move. Your head starts a bobbing, your toes start a tapping, your hands start a clapping. Now anything can happen. You can step it to the left, step it to the right. Your shoulders start to shimmy with your hips all night. As long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. Or you can do it in the morning or in the afternoon, underneath a chandelier or underneath the moon. Don't have any music, just hum yourself a tune. Just get out there and dance. Or you can do it to a polka, do it to a waltz, do it in a line to some guy shouting calls. If you're not having fun, your own silly thought. Just get out there and dance. You gotta get up there, get in the groove. Oh, let things get loose, let your whole self move. Your head starts a bobbing, your toes start a tapping, your hands start a clapping. Now anything can happen. You can step it to the left, step it to the right. Your shoulders start to shimmy with your hips all night. As long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. On the carpet and cut yourself a rug. Do it often enough, you're gonna catch that bug. Just get out there and dance. Yeah, you can learn from Arthur Murray or Dancing with the Stars. Learn from Fred Astaire. Learn from Ginger Rogers. Learn from young people and learn from old codgers. Just to get out there and dance. You gotta get out there, get in the groove. Oh, let these get loose. Your head starts a bobbing, your toes start a tapping, your hands start a clapping. Now anything can happen. You can step it to the left, step it to the right. Your shoulders start to shimmy with your hips all night. As long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. Just get out there and dance. Thank you.
across the living room floor, sawdust flying in the air. Sadie danced a hole in her stocking, and nobody seemed to care.
And Banjo Company at the Saturday Light Brigade. Sadie danced a hole in her stocking. Gordon Crazy Legs McKinnon. McKeeman, actually, and Get Out There and Dance before that. Gordy Crazy Legs McKinnon. It's birthday time, and we've got quite a few birthdays to celebrate. Happy birthday to Mom from her loving daughter, Susie. They're having a celebration later today. Mom's birthday was on the 28th. And Joshua wanted us to wish John and Carrick a happy birthday. So, John, a happy birthday to you. Yesterday, March 6th, from your son Josh, who sent us a note this morning. John Linko, happy birthday to you, John. Always happy to wish you a happy birthday. Brianna of the O'Donnell family in Middlesex celebrates today. Colleen, Caitlin, Kylie, Jim, Gary, Matthew, and Kristen wish you a happy birthday. Tomorrow we have Maria of Bradford Woods, Emily of Penn Hills from Francie, Paul, Grandma, and Grandpap, Lena of Butler from Stephanie and Richard, Rosemary from Marsha, Carl and Shakora from Bob and Harmony and family, and Nathan from Tom and Denise and Cynthia. On March 9th, Roland of O'Hara Township from Chloe and Justine, Kayla of Shadyside for Mom and Dad and Julia, Jack for Mom, Dad, and Sam in Old Washington, and Danny and Fenelton from your family. On Tuesday, March 10th, Mira of Poland, Ohio, from Debbie and Rich and Derek and Alex and Ricky and me and your whole extended family. Stephen and Seneca from your father-in-law, Gary and Franklin. Happy birthday, Stephen. Gary wanted us to make sure we acknowledged your birthday, March 10th. Also, Jessica of Bear Rocks from Michael and Liz, Amy of Brentwood from Justin, Sean, and Cody, John Henry Luke from Mom and Dad, Catherine of Upper St. Clair from Norm, Barb, Nathan, Beth. Becca, and Julie Sereny of Springdale for Mom and Dad and the rest of the Wellsby gang. And there are two people we like to remember around this time of year. Paul Dick, wonderful person, lover of bluegrass, great supporter of our work here, former board member. His birthday was March 10th. And Jillian Rogers, the wife of Fred Rogers, born March 11th. Also on March 11th, Dwayne Allen of